Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We have a guest with us. It's Ophelia.
Good afternoon, Kitty.
And welcome. So, tell us all about how you started at Vectis Radio when you were 14.
Yeah, I first came here when I was 14. At first, I was a little bit nervous. A little bit being an understatement. My mom kind of made me come here, but I'm so glad she did, because it has really helped with my confidence, and it's also helped me get a job in hospitality at the Royal, because it's helped me come out of my shell a little bit.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, because I used to struggle with my anxiety, because I'm on the spectrum, which I'm not ashamed of.
No, absolutely, and why should you be?
Yeah, it is not a barrier. Anyone can do anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us about the 4 P's and what things you learned when you were here.
Well, I learned to talk on the radio. I also learned to create my own podcast, and I learned how to do the desk.
I know, and you learned that so quick.
Yeah, like a fish to see, Kelvin described it.
Oh, absolutely,
it
yes.
Yeah.
And then when you got too old, I hate to say that word, but you know, when you were old, past the age for 4 P's, you've gone off and done other things. So what have you been doing since
then? I've done an apprenticeship in hospitality with HTP, which I passed with a distinction, which I'm very proud of.
Well done.
I didn't think I could do that at first. I was a bit nervous. I was a bit unsure, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to pass? But I did it.
And so proud you should be as well. And you know that we're all proud of you as well, Ophelia.
Thank you.
When you look at when you first came in with Jasper, Jasper's your brother, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
When you first came in at the age of 14, everything was different, wasn't it? It was a new thing.
Yeah, it was a new thing. And trying new things can be nerve-wracking, but they can also be very beneficial.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So do you remember the first time we went round to the Riverside Centre to do interviews and you interviewed the gentleman with his guide dog?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a change, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a change. I also remember taking part in the documentary for the BBC.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty nerve-wracking, but I did it. We did an outside broadcast at the Donkey Sanctuary. I remember my first time doing an outside broadcast at the White Military and Heritage Museum.
Oh, that was when I had the snake around my neck, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That frightened me, that did. But I did it. So what are you up to this afternoon, then?
Nothing much.
So you just popped in to say hello?
Yep, just popped in to say hello.
And have a chat about the 4 P's and stuff like that?
Yep.
So how's summer treating you?
Oh, it's really busy. It's the high season, so there are lots of people coming from the mainland. As you know, the Isle of Wight's a tourist hotspot.
Indeed.
Yeah, and it's really hot. We've had multiple heat waves, probably highs of 31 degrees, give or take. And when we went to Southampton, it was hotter than the surface of the sun there.
Was it?
Yeah, there was no change of temperature whatsoever. It was hot there, hot here. We're not used to this, the UK, really.
No, we're not. But have you enjoyed it, nevertheless?
Yeah. I've enjoyed it.
Well, that's great. And how is Jack, the dog?
Oh, he's all right. And we also have another dog called Blossom, who's a golden doodle.
A golden doodle?
Yeah, she's just coming up to 2 years old, I believe.
Ah, because I saw Jack a few weeks ago.
Really?
So he's looking good?
Yep.
And so's Jasper?
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming in to chat to us, Ophelia. You're always welcome.